Three environmental groups are taking their case against a Prince of Wales Island timber sale to a higher court. They're seeking an injunction to stop logging they say will hurt wolves, deer, and salmon. The timber industry says the sale will keep Southeast's last mid-sized mill in business. And the Forest Service says tree cutting near Kaufman Cove will preserve enough wildlife habitat. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Klowoks Viking Lumber Company was the winning bidder in December's diesel timber sale, part of a larger offering called Logjam. The company agreed to pay $1.8 million to cut about 24 million board feet on nearly 1,200 acres about 60 miles northwest of Ketchikan. A month later, about the same time Viking began work, three environmental groups filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court. They asked for an immediate injunction against the Forest Service to stop the logging. On March 8th, the court turned them down. The groups are taking their case up a legal notch, appealing the injunction decision to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Cordova's Gabe Scott, who works for Cascadia Wildlands, says the appeal can't wait.
We're just afraid that the trees will all be cut by the time we make it through the court system. That's the sense of urgency from us, is to get a real decision on the merits before all the trees are gone.
Cascadia and the other groups, Greenpeace and the Tongass Conservation Society, oppose plans to log the larger logjam area, which includes the diesel sale. Scott says tree cutting will hurt wildlife as well as people.
When you log all the old growth trees, there's not winter habitat for deer, and there's not all of the clear gravels you need for salmon. And when there's not enough deer and not enough salmon, then all the things that depend on them also kind of go by the wayside. And the two important ones of those, we think, are human beings, subsistence users, commercial fishermen, guides, and wolves that still live here and rely on that ecosystem as well.
The Forest Service, which designed the sale, does not comment on active lawsuits, and a spokeswoman, while providing information, would not speak on tape. But the agency all along has said the timber sale will protect the environment while providing jobs to loggers, road builders, and mill workers. The administration of Governor Sean Parnell says the sale will preserve more than 110 jobs, and that's not all.
In this case, we may well be talking about the very survival of the timber industry in Southeast Alaska.
Tom Lenhart of the State Department of Law says Viking is the last mid-size mill operating in Southeast Alaska. There are no large mills, and one of the other mid-size mills, in Wrangell, is being dismantled. Lenhart says the region needs this sale.
Without that timber, this mill will, within a month or two, be forced to shut down. And it appears that it is very possible that if they shut down this time, it will be for good.
The state filed to intervene in the environmental group's lawsuit in U.S. District Court. Lenhart says it will also try to be part of deliberations at the Ninth Circuit Court, which is based in San Francisco. Carol Cairns works with Ketchikan's Tongass Conservation Society. She says the sale's old-growth forest has value beyond Viking Mills markets.
You can't make a piano out of just any old tree. You need a 200-year-old Sitka spruce to do that with. And you don't find those just anywhere. And you can't grow them in a week, you know, or 20 years, or 30 years, or 50 years.
Viking Lumber could not be reached for comment. The Ninth Circuit Court could rule on the injunction motion this month. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.